and your husband came to the house that day for a fight.
Twin sisters at odds.
And he began to kick me in the side and in the head.
This is a serious assault.
And it was two against one.
Ray Paul rushed me with a can of pepper spray. I felt someone rubbing it into my eyes. And I bit out. I didn't know what I was biting. It was my sister I bit. She said, ow.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. Christina Trujillo and her husband Ray are suing Christina's twin sister, Stephanie Keys Elam, for an assault and a diamond earring that went missing during the fight.
Order. All rise. It's case number 282 on the calendar in the matter of Trujillo versus Keys Elam.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Judge. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated.
Mrs. Trujillo, this is your twin sister, and you don't get along, sadly. It is your claim that there was a fight?
Yes, ma'am.
And that your sister assaulted you? Your husband was involved? Sister says that you and your husband assaulted her. She's counterclaiming, and she says that when she was arrested, she left certain property at the house, and that's the house of your mother?
Yes, ma'am.
And that she believes you took that property, so that's her counterclaim. Now, I'd like you to tell me when this fight took place. Date.
May 25th, 2014.
Does your mother live alone?
No, ma'am. She lives with my father and my older sister.
So there are three siblings?
Yes, ma'am.
Who was visiting your mother first?
I was, Your Honor.
What time did you arrive at your mother's house?
Approximately 7:30.
In the morning?
In the evening.
Who was there when you arrived?
My mother and my older sister. I had just came from bringing me and my papa from church to my mother's house.
So your father went to church with
yes,
you?
Yes, and I was dropping him off. Yes, ma'am.
How often do you see your mother and father?
Daily, Your Honor.
Do you live close by?
Yes, ma'am. Three blocks.
How old are they?
78.
How often do you see your parents?
I see them about once a week.
Sometimes less?
Yes.
In the month of September, how many times did you see your parents? Don't look over there. Look over here.
Okay.
In the month of September, how many times did you see your parents?
I only go to my parents' house when my sister Stephanie is not there. So I probably saw them two times.
And in the month of August, how many times did you see your parents?
In the month of August, probably 5 to 10 times because Stephanie was out of town.
And if I were to call your parents, they would tell me that you were there 5 to 10 times?
Yes, ma'am.
And when you go to visit your parents, does your husband go with you?
Not all the time. But 90% of the time.
Now, I would like you to tell me what time you arrived at your parents' house that night.
I arrived at my mom and dad's house about 3:30, 4 in the afternoon.
Were you there when your father left for church?
No, ma'am.
What time had you gone with your father?
About 5:45 in the evening.
Well, then how did that happen? That you were there since 3:30 in the afternoon, you took your father to church that day.
Correct.
And returned at 7:30. So how come you didn't see each other?
She was not there, because I go inside and get the dogs and get Papa, and then we leave. But nobody was there but my mom and my older sister.
Your Honor, I have the police report from when the incident happened. When we went there right after that, we went to the flea market, and after I got into the car from the flea market, I noticed that Stephanie had texted me 2 text messages.
I'm asking you what time you arrived at your parents' house that day.
It was 3:30 or 4 in the afternoon.
Nah, I don't think so. Who was home?
My mom, my dad, and my sister.
When did your father leave?
After the incident happened.
You mean he went to church after the incident?
I don't really know that, to tell you the truth. I believe they went to church.
You're going to have a very hard time proving your case to me.
Okay.
You understand that?
It happened in the evening.
Okay.
What did you say, sir?
That it happened in the evening, that we went over to the house. It wasn't in the afternoon, it was in the evening.
So your wife is mistaken. It wasn't in the afternoon.
It was in the evening.
It was in the evening.
After they had come home from church, that her sister was sending text messages.
Just a second. Sister took father to church. You did not arrive at the house until what time?
After 7:30.
Okay, fine. Now we're getting somewhere.
Yes, ma'am.
And you want to tell me what happened when you got there? Now it's in the evening. Do you remember any better?
I don't really remember the time. I mean, I take a lot of medication, so I don't know what time it was.
I can't examine somebody who takes a lot of medication. You want to come back when you're not taking so much medication?
Well, I'm not on medication right now, but I don't know.
Just a second. If you were on medication then, listen to me carefully. If you were on medication then, I'm not going to listen to what you have to say to me because you don't even know whether it happened in the afternoon or at night. This is a serious assault.
Well, I have the pictures to show that she...
No. You have no pictures to show me of anything. You have to testify as to what happened. So far, you're not able to testify as to what time it happened. 7:30.
Yes, ma'am.
Tell me what happened.
I was sitting at the dining room table, and we heard the garage door open.
Not we.
Okay, I heard the garage door open, and in came Christina Quiroz, my sister, and her husband, Ray Paul. He walked right straight to me at the dining room table, threw a Coke with ice right into my face.
Okay. Now, there had to be something that happened immediately before that. Do you understand?
Yes, ma'am.
Your brother-in-law says that they were receiving text messages, which I'm sure that they have. Were you sending the text messages?
We were conversing back and forth, yes.
Were you sending text messages?
Yes, ma'am.
What were the text messages about?
Without my old phone, I try to look up the conversation. I don't
know. Generally, what were they about?
They might have been about him as being a loser and he doesn't work. And I often say stuff like that because she takes my parents' money or his debit card and uses my papa's money. And so I was probably texting her about him.
So you were texting her about the husband and calling him a worthless loser who doesn't work. By the way, do you work?
Yes, ma'am.
Who do you work for?
I do construction work. I have my own business.
Regularly?
No. Yes.
No, Your Honor.
That's what he says. But you were texting your sister.
Correct.
And calling her husband a loser. Listen to me. And calling her husband a loser. Well, that would be a reason for him to... Not justified. Because you can't do that. That's a sticks and stones will break my bones,
yes, ma'am.
But names will never hurt me. So he came inside and he threw a Coke with ice on you. I believe you. Okay. Right?
Yes.
Right. Very good. Because we've already gotten rid of your wife because she's on too much medication to remember what happened. And what did you do? You see, I'm an ecumenical abuser.
Okay.
If I don't get a story.
After that, I stood up and I said, really, Ray Paul, you're going to throw a Coke in my face? And he pushed me onto the floor and he began to kick me in the side, in the stomach, and in the head. And I said, is that the way you treat a lady? I
mean, I've never
been treated like that. So I started to get up. He started to choke me. My father, 78 years old, took him away from me. My mother said, go sit in the garage. Well, I told Ray, I have a taser my husband just sent me. It's in the truck. Went out to the truck, Your Honor, got the taser, but as naive as I am with criminal stuff, I didn't even know I needed a battery. So I brought the taser in, no battery. I'm all, well... That's useless. Yeah. So then I went in the garage. I sat where, like my mother told me, and here Ray Paul rushed me with a can, maybe 8 to 12 ounces of pepper spray. Your Honor, I have never.
Okay, fine. So he rushed you with pepper spray, and
I was in hideous pain. My eyes were on fire, Your Honor. I was blinded. I could not see nothing around me. So I felt someone intensely rubbing it into my eyes. And I bit out. I didn't know what I was biting, if it was a roll of flesh or a finger. I bit out. Okay, so it was my sister I bit. She said, ow. Well, guess what? They let go of me, so I crawled to the kitchen door to get into the kitchen, began splashing my eyes with water. That did not help because it's made with oil. It intensified it, Your Honor. Then everybody had to stay in the garage but me. And there I am splashing the water. Here come the officers inside. And I said, can I have an emergency? Prior to that, excuse me.
Can I see a police report, please?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. 2 days later, you called the police to come and take a report and take photographs of your bite mark?
No, I didn't call them. They called me. And they didn't tell me they were going to come that afternoon to take the pictures or that evening. So I took my own pictures.
Mm-hmm. After 2 days...
Shh, 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 shh. Okay, so you did pepper spray her.
Yes, ma'am, I sure did.
You sure did. So the first thing that you did was throw a Coke at her and
out
you pepper... just a second.
Sorry.
The first thing you did was assault her with a Coke because you, in an unauthorized fashion, aggressively assaulted her. Happened to have been with a Coke. Doesn't matter.
I confronted her to the fact of what...
No, you didn't confront her. You touched her in an unauthorized fashion. It happened to have been with a liquid, but you can't do that. Do you get it?
Out of anger, I did.
I don't care whether it was out of anger, romance, affection. It doesn't matter. You have no right to do that. Period.
For the text message she was sending.
Period.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
Stephanie hit Ray in the face with her hand. Well, that's not true.
That is true.
No, that's not what he said. So you may be all befuddled because of your medicine, but you know enough to lie to the police.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Christina Trujillo says, twin sister Stephanie Keyes Elam owes for an assault. Stephanie is countersuing, also for an assault and missing property.
Now, she has a right to her opinion. She thinks you're a loser. She thinks that you're taking property that belongs to her parents. That's her thought. She can say that. She can shout it. She can put it on Facebook. She could do whatever she wants to do with it if it's a legitimate thought. Do you understand? You have no right to touch her.
I didn't plan on it, ma'am.
What?
I did not plan to touch her.
Well, you did. The first thing that you did was walk in and you threw the Coke in her face.
No, I confronted her to the fact that why she was texting me about my father.
Oh, I absolutely don't believe that. That you walked into the dining room where she was sitting and said, I want to ask you about those text messages that you've been sending calling me a loser.
I did confront
somebody,
her.
Somebody, yeah.
My father had passed away.
Where did you get the pepper spray from?
I had it from my job that I was
just
working.
Just a minute. You work?
I also do repoing. I was working with my son-in-law that I work with him that we carries pepper spray.
Where do you keep it?
In my pocket.
Keep it in your pocket?
Yes.
You were out shopping with your wife. That's what she just told me, what she remembered, right?
Yes.
You weren't repoing a car or a boat or a plane or doing construction?
I do carry it in my possession.
Do you?
Yes.
Or do you keep it in the car?
No, it stays in my pocket.
Really? Okay, and you did spray her with the pepper spray because that's what the officer saw. No question.
That was after that she had threatened me in the kitchen with the butcher knife. It says right there that her mother had taken it away from her. And the whole reason that I went to
confront
her... I'm
not asking you a question and I'm not listening to you right now. Okay. So when everybody's mind was fresh, this is what the officer observed, and this is what was told to the officer. While frisking Ray for weapons, Ray attempted to pull his hand away from mine as I pulled a bottle of pepper spray from his right front pants pocket. Ray was placed in handcuffs, which were properly spaced, and placed in the police car. He made contact with the defendant. Her face was red, eyes were watering, her nose was running. I detected the odor of OC spray emanating from her facial area. She stated that a verbal argument with her sister's husband, the argument took place as she was sitting in the kitchen table. The argument escalated when Ray threw a Coke at her. She said, don't do that again. Ray pulled her hair and pushed it to the ground. She did not know how she was pushed to the ground. While on the ground, Ray kicked her side approximately 3 times. She got up to get her taser from her purse. Ray ran to his vehicle and retrieved a bottle of OC spray. Stephanie's mother told Stephanie to go to the garage. Once outside the residence, Ray applied force to Stephanie by spraying her in the face with OC spray. When she was sprayed, her sister began to rub the OC spray into her eyes. Stephanie was kicked in the head by someone after biting Christina. Okay, now, you see, your husband says exactly what happened. Listen carefully. Your husband said he walked in, and the first thing that he did, first physical thing that happened, was he threw his Coke at her face. That's what he says. Is he telling the truth?
Yes, ma'am.
Is he telling the truth? Let me tell you what you told the police. Because you may be foggy, but you were cunning enough to tell this to the police.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
You were taken into custody because she had a bite mark, which she probably deserved, because there's no question in my mind that she was on you rubbing that pepper spray in your eyes. No question. And if she wants to have a clear head, she's got to stop taking all that medication.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Christina Trujillo says, twin sister Stephanie Keyes Elam owes for an assault. Stephanie is countersuing, also for an assault
and missing property.
Now, Christina said her husband, Ray, was mad at her sister because she was talking about Ray behind his back. That's true. When Ray approached Stephanie, Stephanie hit Ray in the face with her hand. Well, that's not true.
That is true.
No, that's not what he said. That's not what he said. That's not what you just said. That was your excuse.
No, he did hit her.
No, no. That was your excuse. You told the police that the first person to commit a battery was her, not him. You said he only poured the coke on her after she hit him. That's not what he said. Three times. One, two. Three times that's not what he said. So you're lying. So you may be all befuddled because of your medicine, but you know enough to lie to the police.
No, he threw the coke and she also hit him.
Not also hit him.
She did.
That's not an also. Somebody throws a coke in my face, I'm going to hit him.
We have a picture of the cut on his eye.
I don't care.
Okay. I have a big wad of hair.
I don't care.
Okay.
Don't you get it? I don't care. You and your husband came to your parents' house that day for a fight. Your Honor, you didn't like the text message that she was sending to you.
You would not like the matter that if your father just died and you get a text message saying, how many Hail Marys do you have to pray for your father to go to heaven? That would really hurt you deeply.
You came to the house that
day to confront her.
To fight.
No, confront her that she needs to quit harassing
you
me.
You came to the house that day to fight, and the first thing that you did was throw your coke in her face.
She cancels our insurance.
Your case is dismissed.
Okay.
How's that?
That's fine.
How's that? Now, let's get to your counterclaim.
Yes, ma'am.
I believe that he assaulted you first.
Yes, ma'am.
And he's got to pay for that because he's got to keep his temper. So does she. And if she wants to have a clear head, she's got to stop taking all that medication.
Yes, ma'am.
Now, you say that you have proof because you were taken into custody because she had a bite mark, which she probably deserved, because there's no question in my mind that she was on you rubbing that pepper spray in your eyes. No question. So the police didn't read it right. They arrested you, and they arrested you.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Well, then they had a bad sense of smell.
That would have been my choice.
It's in the report.
Now, I'm speaking.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Closed captioning sponsored by. Are you in a family dispute? Go to judgejudy.com, like us on Facebook, and follow us on Twitter.
You say you have proof that either your sister and or her husband had taken property that was left behind when you were arrested that day. Those charges were all dismissed, by the way, both yours and his, because nobody showed up. You all decided just to let it go. What do you claim that they took of yours?
It was something similar to this. It's called a cell phone wallet. And inside I had my driver's license, my debit card, and some casino cards. So I had it on the counter, and I asked the officers, may I take that? They said no. But I have proof that calls were made after I was incarcerated.
From?
From my number.
From your phone?
Yes, ma'am.
Was your cell phone ever returned to you?
No, ma'am. No.
Did you identify the number that was called on your cell phone?
One of them was to my brother-in-law in Phoenix. It was a text. And the other call, I called, and they said that it was a person saying they were Stephanie.
No, you can't tell me what they said.
Oh.
To your brother-in-law, and that was a text. Do you have that text?
I have not the text, but I have the time and
date. No, not interested in the time. And let me just make this clear. Your mother, father, and older sister were in the house after you were taken to jail with him.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So it might make sense that one of them may have contacted your brother-in-law to advise your brother-in-law that you were incarcerated, unless it's a vicious text. Is it a vicious
text?
No,
it's something simple. Okay. It's, I mean, really, like a few words. But the fact that she texted him, you know, because who knew his
number? Well, you don't
know
who texted him. Could have been your mother, your father, or your sister.
Well, the phone disappeared after that, and my mom...
Can't tell me that. Okay. Anything else you have to tell me?
Proof that I bought a new phone.
I don't care.
Okay.
I don't know who took it. Anything else you have to tell me? Your case is dismissed. That's all. Goodbye.
Pardon your excuse me. Step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
Your Honor, can I say something?
No. Listen, you lied to me. Out. Out.
Next Judge Judy.
Your wife's not here anymore. You don't have to be afraid of her.
I I don't know what her problem is. And I just have a feeling
they're dishonest from number one.
It's jealousy, and so she's steady attacks.
And two, they have a long history of criminal records.
She's jealous because I have a house and I don't know for possessions.
They wanted to try to prove themselves that they didn't do an assault.
I don't know. I just don't know.
When in fact they did an assault with intent.
But does she leave me alone? I just want to be left alone. That's it.
I hope that I never see them again. They're very volatile and I don't want to be around them.